Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day and your many blessings. I speak your blessings over our commissioners and our judges as they make wise decisions. And we just ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our honor of the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Full house, it looks like, which is good to have. So we will start with item number one, which is open court session for comments from court citizens on items which may or may not even be placed on the following agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as usual, unless it is an item on the agenda, we cannot speak back to it unless it is an actual statement about what is being said. So, anyone from the audience wishes to address the court at this point?
Hi, my name is Colleen Owens, and I live in Precinct 2 in Orange County. I just wanted to address about the flock cameras that were approved a few meetings ago. A few things have happened in the news since then. One thing was the Attorney General's office made a ruling that for the city of Conroe that they were refusing to release the contracts for the flock cameras, and the Attorney General's office said that that is public record and that they have to be released. So I just wanted to let y'all know that y'all could publish the contract that you agreed to with flock for the public to review. And the other thing was the Supreme Court, there was a case that came recently before the Supreme Court, and part of that case it wasn't to do with flock camera, but it was about privacy, and that it ruled that people can expect that they do not give up their Fourth Amendment right by driving on public roads, basically, and that everyone still reserves their right to privacy, whether they're in public or not. So those are two things, and I hope you would consider to revisit the flock camera, because basically you do not own those cameras, or we do not own those cameras. That's proprietary. They call them license plate readers. They are not only license plate readers. And actually nobody, including anybody in this court, knows what information is collected. Orange County gives permission for those cameras to be put in place, but you don't own them. You don't own the data. You're only given access to the data. And you have no idea who has access to that data. So thousands of other, who knows, can access any of those flock cameras that pay for that. So, anyway, that's what I had to say.
All right, thank you. All right, anyone else? Commissioner?
I started to take 2 days, so no, sir. I'll just move along.
Well, ironically enough, one of the things I was going to discuss was flock cameras today. Orange County, this Commissioner's Court, is obligated to allow the Sheriff's Department to pursue any grants that they deem that they see fit. And if the sheriff comes to us and asks us for permission to go after a grant for flock cameras, we can't tell him no as per the union contract. So I would direct any questions about flock cameras to the sheriff's department. And outside of that, I would like the community to keep Rusty Honeycutt in your prayers and thoughts. We lost a pillar of the community this week in Miss Pam passing away. She was involved and more organizations than probably anybody in this room combined. And those shoes will be hard to fill.
Agreed. Yes.
Okay.
I do as well. Pam is certainly going to be missed.
Keep back in, John, you know,
yes. but we won't say it for ourselves. We will move on to item number two, which is proclamation acknowledging the United Way of Orange County for 100 years of service, proudly recognizing remarkable accomplishments and milestones, and congratulations with gratitude for 100 years of unwavering service and leadership. Ms. Maureen McCosker, would you like to speak for a minute about that?
Thank you, Judge. For those that I don't know, my name is Maureen McAllister. I'm the President and CEO for United Way of Orange County. And first, I would like to formally thank the Orange County Commissioners Court, the county staff, and the entire community for recognizing United Way of Orange County's 100-year anniversary with this proclamation. Our mission is to unite people and resources to improve the quality of life and build a stronger Orange County. And we do this primarily through four impact areas: healthy community, youth opportunity, financial security, and community resiliency. The work that we do is made possible through partnerships with other nonprofits, businesses, elected officials, community leaders, and stakeholders who share a commitment to serving Orange County. This anniversary is not for United Way as a whole, but it is specific to Orange County. It's specific to United Way of Orange County. On January 18, 1926, is when our organization was first chartered. And we are proud to serve our community, grateful for the partnerships that make our work possible, and committed to our future efforts to help Orange County residents move toward a stronger, healthier, and more stable future. Thank you.
Thank you. I will read this, and I thank Maureen McDone. I love to read, and this is a long one. I tried to find somebody.
You should have added a paragraph or two.
Somebody else on the board up here that would be able to read it, but okay. But I will tackle it. Thank good for a lot of education so I can read here.
This ought to be entertaining. Go ahead, Judge.
Honoring United Way of Orange County on the occasion of its centennial celebration, whereas on January 18, 1926, United Way of Orange County was chartered to strengthen the spirit of human helpfulness throughout Orange County by providing citizens with a unified and effective way to support charitable organizations, creating a coordinated approach to philanthropy that allowed local agencies to focus more fully on serving those in need. And whereas throughout the past 100 years, United Way of Orange County has remained steadfast in its mission to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of the community and bringing together individuals, businesses, nonprofit organizations, volunteers, donors, and civic leaders to address the most pressing needs of Orange County residents. And whereas the organization has continually evolved to meet the changing needs of the community, becoming the Orange County United Fund in 1964, and officially adopting the name United Way of Orange County in 1989, joining the nationwide United Way network while preserving its strong leadership and unwavering commitment to the citizens of Orange County. Whereas United Way of Orange County continues to create lasting community impact by supporting initiatives that promote healthy communities, expand opportunities for youth, strengthen financial security, and build community resiliency through collaborative partnerships with local agencies and organizations. Whereas in times of disaster and extraordinary need, including the long-term recovery efforts following Hurricane Harvey, United Way of Orange County has served as a trusted leader, fiscal agent, and community partner, coordinating resources and bringing organizations together to help families recover, rebuild, and move forward with hope. Whereas the organization's century of service reflects the values that define Orange County: compassion, generosity, volunteerism, leadership, and neighbors helping neighbors, and its enduring legacy has positively impacted countless lives while strengthening the fabric of our community. Whereas, as United Way of Orange County celebrates its centennial anniversary, the Orange County Commissioners Court proudly recognizes the organization's remarkable accomplishments and expresses its sincere appreciations for its past and present board of directors, staff, volunteers, partner agencies, donors, and community leaders whose dedication has made this milestone possible, and extend heartfelt. Okay, now, therefore, we, the Orange County, I got to get to the top of the page. And now, therefore, we, the Orange County Commissioners Court, together with County Judge John Gauthier and the Orange County Commissioners Court, do hereby proclaim the celebration of the centennial of United Way of Orange County and extend our heartfelt congratulations and gratitude for 100 years of unwavering service, leadership, and commitment to improving the quality of life for the citizens of Orange County. We commend United Way of Orange County for its lasting legacy of compassion and collaboration, and offer our best wishes for continued success in our second century of service. Be it further proclaimed that the citizens of Orange County are encouraged to join in celebrating this historic milestone and to recognize the extraordinary contributions United Way of Orange County has made and continues to make to the strength, resilience, and well-being of our community, in witness whereof we have Hereunto you set our hands and cause the official seal of Orange County, Texas, to be affixed to this 28th day of July 2026 upon approval by this court.
So moved.
Motion by one, second by three. Thank you. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, this, you know, it is that was a long one, you know, and thank God. Thank you, Britt City, because I can still read pretty decent.
Public education is fine.
Public education is fine. But yeah, United Way, and you know, I've served on their board for years, you know, different times, and I've actually been president of the board at one point. It is a great organization. It really does help our community a lot. By bringing all these people together, and so it deserves to have a long one. So it's but it is a great organization, and many, many, many people in Orange County have benefited from it. So everybody sign their stuff, and then if you want to come take a nice picture, you're certainly welcome to do so.
I was the company chair at Energy for like, I think, 37 years. I was only there 35, but it felt like it was there. Every year I was the chair. And we had 100% participation the whole time, just about there. And so we're well aware of what United Way has done. And Maureen, you have brought it to a new level. I appreciate the work that you've done.
Thank you. Go through all the scenes. She'll get a picture, and Charles will get you sealed, a copy of the seal. Of your places here.
Miss March needs some water. I actually got an extra bottle.
Yeah, he was trying to give it to me.
I need it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Need whiskey?
Now, ask me when we're not on recording.
You know that'd be a secret, right?
Yeah. Don't ask me.
Don't ask me for coffee.
There's whiskey in there.
You need some water? Charlotte, will you get Vitor some water, please?
Yeah, I know.
Talk to maintenance about the air conditioner. It must be hot in here.
Mm-hmm.
Better take a little blue deal off.
Take a little blue deal, y'all. All right. That's your shield. Yeah.
Okay, I got it. One scoot it over and then you do it. Okay.
How can I wait? Yes, Commissioner Robinson, just a little bit that way. There we go. Thank you.
She's getting your brother to the right.
Yeah. To the left side.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, we will move on.
Charlotte. Maybe four.
Yeah. Item number three, which is discussion and possible action regarding citizens' request for improvement of the access road within the minor plat of Seven Pines, as permitted by the Texas Transportation Code, Chapter 253. Such improvements would result in an assessment against the landowners of the cost and would require the approval of a majority vote of the landowner of the subdivided property. This is take any action at this time. We had the public hearing this morning, and I think that due to that, we were going to reset our date now because they wanted to have a little bit of time to think, so we're going to reset
a... We're going to set a new public hearing.
Public hearing date.
And September the 8th, I believe, is what we decided on. Okay.
At 9 a.m.
Okay, so we're going to set a new public hearing date.
Yeah, September 8th.
9 a.m. to pick that back up. All right, so I have a motion from that. So you have a second on that. Second before for the new hearing date. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number four, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports from the county treasurer for month ending June 30th, 2026, according to the minutes of the court. A, approval of investments in the amount of $52,409,693.04. B, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $1,492,695.43. C, Treasurer's Report of Revenues Received and Dispersed in accordance with Local Government Code 114.026, an affidavit of approval by the court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. And D, pledged security collateral for a total of $28,009,879.18. Summary as follows. Wells Fargo Bank, $21,273,076.20. First Financial Bank, $6,736,803.60. And anything that you would like to add to that, Ms. Christie?
No, sir. I don't have
any questions. If I have any questions, I would like to thank you for doing such a good job investing our money. Investing the county's money.
That's going up. That's a nice answer.
And not losing it.
Yeah, not losing it.
I have a motion by two. Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Item number five, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court the county treasurer's quarterly investment report as required by HB 2459, Public Funds Investment Act. This report is for quarter ending June 30th, 2026, and will be available for viewing on the county's website. Anything else you'd like to add to that, Mr. Christopher?
That's just all 3 months combined, so y'all can see the whole quarter.
Thank you so much.
All right. Motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by two, second by one. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And let's get some signatures.
Rick Bosbeck says it's the Saharan sand.
The Saharan dust. Hey, it's keeping her.
That's right.
Yeah, amen.
Number six, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of court a direct deposit from the State Comptroller of Public Accounts in the amount of $652,902.64. These funds represent the half-cent sales and use allocation for the month of May 2026 and have been credited to the General Operating Fund. Motion.
Second.
Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number seven, acknowledgement for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for July 21st, 2026. Lisa, you're up.
From the general fund, $120,244.44. Road and bridge, $525.70. Adult probation, $9,012.41. Airport, $170.81. For total payment of $129,953.36.
Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Item number eight, discussion and possible action regarding payment of July 28th, 2023 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. $82,961.76 from the general fund 001740-57590 to Lake Country Chevrolet for a 2026 Chevrolet Tahoe. Item B, $82,961.76 from the general fund 001740-57590 to Lake Country Chevrolet for a 2026 Chevrolet Tahoe. Second one, C, $117,436.57 from the general fund 001-101-512-70 to Texas Association of Counties HEBP for group medical dental life under the age of 65 for July 2026. D, $100,929.05 from the general fund 001-101-512-70 to Amwins Group Benefits, Inc. for insurance for retirees age 65 and over for August 2026. And E, $1,150 from the general fund 001-111-54290 to Memorial Funeral Home for indigent funeral expenses and anything else that you need to add, Ms. Lisa.
From the general fund, $761,100.41. Road and Bridge, $81,102.87. Mosquito Control, $96,495.80. Adult Probation, $3,707.42. Airport, $4,500.76. Consolidated accounts, $82,000. For a total payment of $1,028,907.26. And in addition to quarterly state criminal costs and fees of $159,545.37.
Move to go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
Sheriff, if I could, I'd like to get some clarification on the Tahoes. We talked about this in court previously, and I know these were some that we allowed you to change. You were going to buy Explorers, is that what it was?
We were going to buy
trucks. Just out of curiosity, what was the reason for the Tahoes instead of the trucks? I see the price is a little bit higher.
After visiting with several other agencies and sheriffs, the Tahoes hold up better. They're a lot safer on our officers.
Fair enough.
High speed pursuit or anything like that. So
yes, sir.
And the maintenance and wear is there.
Thanks, sir. I'll second the motion.
Right. Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Item 9, discussion and possible action regarding adoption of a special budget as certified by the county auditor pursuant to local government code 111-0106 to recognize and establish operating budgets for funds received from Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission, revenues of 001-000-43770. October grant revenues of $15,000, expenses 001-601-523-00 through oil, gas, and grease of $15,000 for the regional planning. So we're just transferring the money to. Motion by two, second by four. Further discussion?
Judge, I assume it doesn't say, but I assume this is for transportation.
Yeah, it's for the transport. For the.
It just doesn't say that. I assume that was true. Okay.
A note on that for transportation. Okay. Motion by two, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 10, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer in emergency management from 036-950-52500 road materials of $3,000 to 036-952-59999 other of $3,000. Purpose to provide funding to complete scope of work on PW5762 Claiborne West Park Restroom Pavilions.
So moved.
Second.
So motion was by two. Second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 11, discussion and possible action regarding approving the line item transfer to juvenile probation from 001-111-53830 contingency. $22,000 to 001-230-54420 board juveniles for $22,000. Purpose to cover the cost of contract detention services throughout the end of the year, which continue to go up.
Are you seeing an increase in, not in the cost of that, but the amount of kids that are people that you're dealing with?
not as much the amount of kids, but the seriousness of offenses, which usually ends up requiring them to stay longer in detention. And there's waiting lists for getting into placement and TJJD and things like that. And then also there is an increase in some of our contract facilities are up as much as $250 a day.
Do we get any kind of reimbursement when they're supposed to be at TDJC and they're with us?
There's a possibility for reimbursement. If I don't have any state funds left, I can get reimbursement, but only for the days post-adjudication. You don't get reimbursement for days prior to adjudication. Mm-hmm. And it, for some cases...
So short answer is no.
It's an unfunded, not...
So you're saying there's a chance. There's a chance. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, we got a motion, but to a second.
Sorry.
I think it before. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you for what you're doing on that, Craig.
Yeah, it is. I know it's a battle. We go back and forth with this stuff, trying to keep it in there, but it's an unfunded prescribed mandate. It's not mandated, but we have to keep them and we have to pay for them, but it's kind of a said but not said through the state. It's a mess. Item number 12, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line transfer for road and bridge from 002-575-57550 road repair rental construction of $200,000 to 002-575-57500 road material $200,000. Purpose to cover the cost of road materials throughout the remainder of fiscal year.
It's a remarkable amount of roads we got done this year, Tracy. Good job. And happy to buy more materials and do more roads.
I'll second that so much.
So I'm saying that's a motion by one and a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 13, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer for transportation from 001-602-57550 repairs rental construction cost of $3,000 to 001-602-5110 time salary $3,000 to cover expenses for the remainder of the year. Motion by two.
Second
by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
14, discussion and possible action related to the professional services agreement proposed by Appraisal and Collection Services Technology or Collection Technologies, LLC, to provide software support to the county's tax office and included in the proposed house hosting service and support agreements. Ms. Octavia, you are up to explain all that.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm looking into moving over to a new software. The current software that I have, which is Spindle Media, we've been with them since May of 22, has not, from my experience in dealing with it, has not met the needs of the county and the needs of the state, as well as far as property tax collection goes. We've been with them since May of 22. There's always issues. There's their customer service trying to get things resolved have not been what I feel is the level that we deserve as Orange County. So I've looked around. I've talked to several different counties, different tax assessors, and I am looking at ACT for short. I'm not even going to say the whole name out. From what I've seen, we've had demos in our office. Like I said, I've talked to other counties, and they have definitely shown that they have what we need to make my job easier in collecting and reporting tax dollars. This new software will actually be more cost efficient. Currently, I am having to renew with Spindle Media. This year will be a $72,000 annual contract. With ACT, we were going to be down to $49,500 for the year. They have a annual increase of 5%. Spindle Media has 10%. So with the cost that the fee that we have to pay for this service, to me, does not justify the quality of the software. ACT, I feel, is definitely more, the results from ACT will outweigh. I mean, it's wonderful. I've seen it. I've heard nothing but great things. Montgomery County, Jefferson County, some of the leaders within the tax office world really do love it. So I would like to move over to that. It would be in the spring, though, so it wouldn't be anything. But I need to get on the schedule now because everyone is moving over, and so I need to get on the schedule to be able to move over.
What's the initial first year cost?
Nothing. Well, it's just gonna, they're not charging for the conversion. They're not charging us any fee. So it would just be the $49.5 annual fee for that one.
Are we at the end of the subscription with your current contract?
The current one is coming up. I do have to renew it this year to cover me through this year's tax season. But then I just won't renew in 27 for the next one.
So what
I just want to make sure that we have our timeline on the notice to make sure that it doesn't.
Yes. I will have to renew with Spindle this year, unfortunately. But we will be able to then notify them for the following, for 27 tax year.
And the budgetary change won't take place till next year's budget because they won't get the equipment in time for this year.
Yeah, and they will not require fee until it's
if
done.
If for some reason that it... miracle if it happened earlier, then we would have to do it. We would have to do a change budgetary wise, but it doesn't look it's going to happen beforehand. So,
So in the long run, we're saving money, we're getting a better product, and like I said, it's all in all, I think it's a great move for our office.
I think somebody's already made a motion.
Does your motion include authorization for somebody to sign? Because it's not a new.
Who's going to be the signer?
Do you want to sign?
It doesn't matter, whatever you're more comfortable with.
We had it, but you can do it. It doesn't matter either way.
Yeah.
But we have to state that in the motion.
Okay. So move with the authorizing Octavia Guzman to go ahead and sign the agreement.
Okay. Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 15, discussion and possible action to renew and extend the existing professional services contract with Weinberger, Goggin, Blair, and Sampson, LLP, to provide tax collection support and collection services. Tavia, you're up again. Yes. Talk about those good folks in the back.
Yes, we have some visitors today in our commissioner's court. First, I want to start with Steve Bird. He's with Linebarger out of our Austin office. He's been with Linebarger 35 years. Then I've got Danielle out of our Beaumont office. She's been with Linebarger for 10 years, and she also worked at the Orange County DA's office before that. And then I have James Guest from our Lufkin office. He's been with Linebarger for 12 years. And then familiar faces that we see on a daily basis. We've got Beverly here. Beverly has been with Linebarger 33 years. Then I've got Michelle Barbarell. She's also in our local office, been with Linebarger for 11, and then she worked at the appraisal district before. And then we got a new member to our crazy crew, Brittany there. She just recently joined. So I have them visiting today with me, and we're here to I'm here to recommend that we renew our contract with Linebarger. They have been nothing but the best at what they're doing. They helped. Steve was very integral in our efforts last year to collect on a very large account. We were able to collect that money. And so in other things with our online auctions, they also even help me when I do my tax rates. They offer a helpline for me.
I'd like to amend that motion if you would. Beverly wouldn't be able to retire, but
I mean, I don't know if we can do that.
I don't know if that's legal. Since Beverly's here, Beverly, I appreciated all the help over the years. I know you're planning on retiring.
Yeah, I don't know that we could bind that. I think that's considered kidnapping in some areas. But you know that we would make her stay, but hey,
I do appreciate
it. It goes to show that her benefit to our county for all the years and the services she's done. And so I don't know if we'll get another opportunity to say that. But you're here today, so I want to tell you thank you so much for everything.
That's just wonderful. I'm definitely going to miss her. But yes, Beverly will be leaving us at the end of the year.
All right. So I have a motion by three.
I'm sorry.
Second by one.
Same issue. The motion needs to include authorization for one of you to sign.
All right. So it has to happen. So
I'm going to sign that one.
I'm going to make a motion. Let me see. Extend the existing professional service with the Octavia Guzman being able to sign for that.
And your second, Commissioner?
Second.
You got to amend it.
What he said.
Okay. All right. Well, I have a motion by three, seconded by one. Any further discussion?
Is the fee going up this year, or is it?
Well, it's, yeah, there's both of says whatever the amount of stuff that they handle.
Yeah, it's no cost to the taxpayer. I mean, even if they're delinquent, then it's out of the fee.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number 16, discussion and possible action to adopt a resolution approving the contract.
And this is just part of the government code. It's just the next step needed.
So moved.
Second. Thank you. We have to stipulate.
Is my time up?
You're done. Who made the motion?
Me.
Motion by two. Seconded by
four.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Thank you. Mark's right. I should have went with the whiskey.
Adam,
well, hang on a second.
Item 17, discussion and possible action on a bid submitted on the following trust property account 014862-000140, suitcase A180234-T, property location 5562 Mesquite Drive, Orange, Texas. Octavia?
So this is a property that we are asking to get approval to accept lower than the minimum bid. It should have been sold with another property. That was sold at tax sale. There is a structure on the building that actually overlaps on the other side that a person has purchased. So to avoid any further issues, I would like to...
Octavia, I think this address is one that James Scales has been looking at the county cleaning up.
Okay.
And that conversation that Commissioner Trahan has been having with him.
Yeah, so hopefully it won't be... I mean, the new owner will then hopefully take
that.
Over.
Yeah, there's a remedy then.
Yeah.
So moved.
Motion by two.
Second.
Second by one. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, I'm going to take a second and go back to item number... I saw in my notes that I missed, but on item number nine, I need to correct the amount of money on item number nine. Make a correction on that so that it's on record. And that one was discussion and possible action regarding adoption of a special budget certified by the county auditor and to recognize and establish operating budgets for the funds from the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission. It was listed as $15,000. It should have been $15,908. I want to make that sure we have that correction. And then $15,908 on the expense side. Denise, do I need to read? Do the vote on that since
motion.
We did that.
Okay, yeah.
So motion
yeah.
On that.
Second.
Two. Second.
Second.
Three.
Sure.
Motion by two. Second by four. For the correction. Any all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Sorry about that. I want to make sure that I had the right amount on record. All right, item number 18, discussion and possible action regarding the publication of any proposed increases in salaries, expenses, and allowance of elected county and precinct officers for the upcoming budget year pursuant to local government code 15.013. And so what this is I have to mail out every year. I'm required to mail out any increases of anything to the elected officials to allow them to have their five-day review period. If any one of those request a hearing to... They don't like the amount, they want more, they want less, whatever that case may be. I have to set a hearing for that. So this is just to allow Charla to be able to us to give her the approval to set the hearing if someone calls and requests a hearing. So this is what that approval is for. It's not setting the salaries today.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by two. Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And then if that comes up, then we will post a hearing date so that they can come in and discuss their
salary. Is this where we say Hardin County Commissioners make $25,000 more a year than Orange County Commissioners?
No, actually, you say that in the hearing.
Yeah.
I should have known you.
I was holding when it didn't say I was moving to Hardin.
Hardin County. They're moving to Hardin. Item number 19. I'm moving on. Discussion and possible action regarding approval to purchase four Dell servers at a cost of $202,685.24. Purchasing now will allow us to save money on the increased cost of storage and memory required for the servers. The funds will be taken from contingency as discussed in the budget workshop on July 16th. So this was, we did discuss this in her budget workshop, is to go ahead and do those now for the savings amount that we would get and just use the contingency fund for that.
The savings amount, so if I remember correctly, it's $25,000, if I remember correctly.
It's going to take a little bit to make up the $202,000, yeah.
Yeah, about total, and it would be about $25,000.
Yeah, so it's pretty substantial.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I need a motion.
So moved.
Motion by two.
Second.
Second by four. I don't get it. Sorry about that. So number motion by two is important. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Are we retiring the four letter computers, or
They'll go
ahead. No, they'll go to Sarcoat.
Item number 20, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from 001-111-53830 contingency of $202,685.24 to 001-105-57590 general machinery and equipment, $202,685.24, purpose to provide the funding for the servers out of the contingency.
So moved.
Motion by two.
Second.
Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Item number 21, discussion and possible action to approve a capital outlay purchase of a Universal 55 quick attack adapter with hook type attachment, mount attachment for the skid steer for $2,570 from the account 002-573-57595. Alan, that is just an attachment for the tractor. Out of your budget. Motion by three.
Second
by two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item number 22, discussion of possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from, and there's going to be a correction on this one, 002-573-57590, equipment greater than $5,000 to $3,000, and then 2-002-573 is the correction, 57595 equipment between $2,000 and $4,499, a $3,000 purchase to provide the universal quick attach adapter for the skid steer.
Actually, this adapter is for a Doosan loader. It's not for the skid steer. Can it be used on the skid steer?
We need to correct the skid steer to the loader.
This is just a quick attach,
yeah.
So you can implement the implement.
Yeah, the planer and the road widener that we've got. We've been using a road widener on the skid steer, and it's wearing it. It's a little too heavy for it, so the loaders will handle it better.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor? Item number 23, discussion and possible action on approving the purchasing agent to advertise for qualifications for engineering services for the county's mitigation reallocation program grant from the Texas General Land Office under RFQ MC 2026-3. Further action may include the appointment of a selection committee.
So moved. Chair.
Now, a motion by two. Second yet?
Second.
Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Nah.
And now we need a committee.
Nay.
Huh? He said nay. Nay.
Well, I thought he said yay.
I thought he said yay, too.
That's what I heard, yay. But, you know. All right.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right. I got Commissioner 2, Commissioner 3. All right. Who else?
Joel.
Yeah, Joel is looking at the ground as hard as he can. Joel, it doesn't help you.
Morgan.
Yeah. Morgan.
James Scales. Is he being James Scales?
He's come to court.
Be my new best friend.
Yeah.
He's been getting on a lot of these lately.
Yeah. He just needs to show up at the meeting. Yeah.
All right. So we have Commissioner 2, Commissioner 3, John Morgan, and James Scales for that committee. We will move to item number 24, discussion of possible action regarding approval of the name advertised for qualification for engineering services for the county's SFY 2026-2027 Flood Infrastructure Fund grant program from the Texas Water Development Board under RFQ MC 2026-4. Further action may include the appointment of a selection committee as well. Motion to approve that. Motion by 2.
Second.
By, yeah, I got everybody on that one. 3, I'm going to say. And then any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Committee?
Okay. Why do you keep looking over here first?
Okay, so this one I'm going to have Commissioner.
I'll do it if I'm still alive. I'll do it.
Hey, don't say that.
I got Commissioner 4 already on it. So,
does
you two want to hash it out?
Trying to keep him alive.
All right, exactly. So we need, of course, it's going to be Joel. It just needs to be.
Yeah, pick me.
And Morgan. And James.
Morgan. Again.
James again.
And James.
Flood Infrastructure with him being the drainage district.
All right. So we have Commissioner 2, Commissioner 4, Joel Ardway, Morgan, and James Scales as well. Now we'll move to item number 25, discussion and possible action regarding awarding by resolution a contract for administrative services under RFP 26005 pertaining to the application and implementation, if awarded, of the county's 2027-2028 Texas Community Development Block Grant Program, Community Development Fund TXCDBG-CD grant of the Texas Department of Agriculture, TDA, on behalf of Mauriceville MUD. Possible action by the court may include approval for the Orange County Judge or Judge Pro Tem to sign the same. So, Michelle, you want to add on anything to that? Yeah, that's what we're supporting their efforts there. We have a motion by 3, and a second by 4. Any further discussion?
We have to name who we picked.
The grant works.
Yeah.
So it's Grant Works. Yeah. So the name is on is for Grant Works.
Is this going to be just an award that's being signed, or is there an actual contract?
The contract will be later. This is just a resolution to award the vendor.
Okay.
Yeah, awards to them, but no contract. We don't have the contract yet. Do we want to put in there now that we want to approve for contract signature or appointment?
Well, I would like for the motion to either say to sign the authorizing you to sign the resolution and then we'll approve the contract later, or authorize you signing the contract pending legal review.
That said,
we've approved Grant Works, authorizing the judge to sign the resolution and the contract after legal review.
All right, so we had one of that signature and the amended 4. All right. And it was Grant Works, right?
Yes.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're doing a lot of great work out there, by the way. I've seen back these hat.
I thought he left.
Yeah, he was tucked down.
He's like, hiding behind Tracy.
Yeah.
All right. Item number 26, discussion of possible action regarding the renewal of IFB 23006 insecticides contracts between Orange County, Texas and ADAPCO, Clark Mosquito Control and Target Specialty Projects and Viscerous, I can't say their name. All contracts are renewed with increasing pricing. This is the third of three possible renewals allowed under the contracts. Further action would authorize the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Do we have what our pricing increases are? Are all of the companies potentially increasing prices?
3 to 5%.
3 to 5%.
Okay, that's not inflation rate. That's not terrible. So moved.
Right. Motion by 1, second by 2. Further discussion.
We'll be going out for bids on this again after this anyway, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 27, discussion and possible action regarding approving the purchase and agent to advertise for bids on IFB 26006, Concrete Foundation for Road and Bridge Precinct 3 Shop. This is approved at fiscal year 25 to 2026 budget item.
So moved.
Bid for that. Motion by 2, second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 28, discussion and possible action regarding the deletion of the following item. Asset number 2242, 2024 Ford Explorer, unit 721, VIN number 1FM5K88B8RG from the Sheriff's Office to delete. This was a total vehicle. And then asset number 18529, tablet from the Sheriff's Office to be destroyed.
No year.
Sheriff, was that the domestic violence car?
No, just off the top of my head, I don't know. We had three
wrecks
last year, but I'm
losing up
there.
So moved.
Motion by two.
Second
by one. Further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Item number 29, discussion and possible action regarding the transferring of the following item. Asset number 17243, DuraTank 5,000 gallon stainless steel tank from surplus to road bridge.
Where did it come from?
Well, it was sold in the last auction and nobody ever picked it up. Room Bridge is going to move it over to the Precinct 2 barn and install it with that new water line that we got.
Okay.
And that'll keep from having to go back there behind Joel's building to get water.
Kind of like what we did after at 1. Yep. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Motion by 3.
Second
by 1. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 30, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the Orange County Purchasing Department revised policies and procedures manual pursuant to Chapter 262 Texas Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR Sections 200.318 to 327. Anything else we need to add to that?
It's just changing some little verbiage. Were you okay with it?
Make a slip.
Yeah, I didn't have any issues with it.
Yes, no issues. Okay.
Before long, we're going to have like an encyclopedia of policy.
So moved.
When the state's going into session in a couple of months, it's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
I have a motion by 1.
Second
by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 31, closed meeting held between Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with the Assistant County Attorney 100 Street and unrelated matters regarding pending and threat litigations, as well as to seek or receive information and advice from the Assistant County Attorney on legal matters that are not related to litigation or settlement of litigation, but are matters in which the duty of the attorney to the court otherwise conflicts with Chapter 551.1. Ms. Denise, who would you like?
The court, myself, Tracy, Lisa, and without recording.
And we are closed at 10:53. We will open back up at 11:54.
Well, somebody's already made it.
11:54 for any action necessary. No action
this time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I recommend no action at this time. I was listening to Lori.
All right. And then so we've got item number 33, discussing possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court.
And I really want to say that she said she would send that email that she got from the comptroller.
All in favor?
I don't recall ever having seen it.
I looked in my book when I got back. I don't remember getting it.
So I'm going to let her know and see if she'll